Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin 2-3 lines from the top with the words Amamara, which is always, we say that this is going to reiterate what we said yesterday, so we'll just jump right into the Shia. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Gilad Kolter, Shmuel ben Avram HaKohen, and also Rivka Morgenstein, Rivka Bas Nosson Yaakov. All the shows we learned for Shedav Aliyah from our learning. Okay, so we pick up Amamara, Lamed Gimel Lamedal, 2-3 lines from the top. We quote what we said yesterday in the Braisa. Yocho Yehadrenu Bimamon. You might have thought that part of the obligation to honor a Talmud Chacham, we discussed yesterday whether this is talking about only an older Talmud Chacham or a younger Talmud Chacham, or even just an older man. So the obligation, you might have thought, should include also giving him money. It should be a financial obligation to honor him and not just standing up for him. So therefore, we explain, the Pasuk said, "Bipei seva tokum v'yodar to p'nei zokein v'yoreisa v'elkecha ni Hashem." So Talmud Lomar, tokum v'yodarta, the juxtaposition of those words, comes to teach us that ma'kimo she'en bo chisaron kis, afhidur she'en bo chisaron kis. Just like standing up doesn't involve a financial loss, so too the honor that you have to give him doesn't involve a financial loss. So it's not a monetary honoring that you have to do, but it's a symbolic honoring by standing up. More questions is, really? Standing up doesn't involve any financial loss? The chemo, less ball, chisar and kiss. Are you telling me that when a person stands up, he doesn't have any financial loss? Let's say he's doing some very expensive work. He's a very, very high paid performer, and every second that it doesn't work, it's a significant loss of money for him. So, mi lo askin, and aren't we also talking about a person who is the kohen nokiv marginitza? He's a person that goes and pierces these pearls, which to make, let's say, into a necklace. So that is a very, very high-paid job, and for every second that he's not working, he's losing a significant amount of money. So, so if he has to stand up for every time an older person walks by, or time a chacham walks by, so then he's going to be bottle from his malacha. So let's say he has to stand up 5 times, he's going to lose $5. So he's losing something. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, that's not the full drasha. The full drasha goes as follows from that pasuk. Akish kima lihida. First, we go and compare kima, the standing up, to the hidur, the honoring. And Mahidur she'ein bo bito. When you're honoring somebody, there is no component there of losing your work, of being mavato from doing your work. So too, just like the honoring doesn't have any idea of losing time from your job, so too the standing up of kima she'ein bo bito. So too, when you're standing up, it shouldn't involve any loss of time from your work. And therefore, if it would involve loss of time for your work, you wouldn't be obligated to stand up. And just like the Akish Nami, we work the other way as well. Hidur l'kima, we compare the hidur now to the kima as well. Ma kima shein bo chisaron kis. And just like standing up doesn't involve, if there's no bitul malacha, as we just said, there is no bitul malacha, it doesn't involve any financial loss. So too, ma kima shein bo chisaron kis, af hidur shein bo chisaron kis. So we can learn out that there is no financial obligation, one from the other, not a loss of work time, and not anything that would cause you to require you to go and have a financial loss, having to go and give this person by honoring him some sort of financial compensation. And therefore, Mikan Amru, therefore the Halacha L'maisa is, Ein Bali Umnios, workers that are working at a job, they're being paid by the hour, by the minute, so then, Ein Bali Umnios, Rashoim Lamo, Bibnei Talmidei Chacham, they don't have to stand up in front of Talmidei Chacham, Bishar, Shosim Lachim, of course, only while they're working. So somebody's being paying them. So if they would have to stop from being worked, they would lose their income, and therefore they don't have to stand up. But a person who is on his way home from work, or at any other time, he's just sitting down, and someone is approaching him who's a Talmud Chacham, so then he does have to stand up for him as well. More questions. It says, really? Hello? Are you telling me that you don't have to stop your work to stand up for a Talmud Chacham? But not, but we learned in the following Mishnah, a famous Mishnah in Bikurim, when all the people from across the country would go and bring their first crops, the Bikurim, Rashis, the first growths that they had from the fields. They would put the red chut, the red linen or thread around all the plants, so they would identify which were the first ones to grow, and then when they would finally mature, they would bring them up to the Beis HaMikdash and give them to Kohanim. We just had this in the parsha, that the poor people would go and bring their own made wicker baskets, where they would give not only the produce and the wicker baskets to the Kohen, and the rich people would bring these fancy platters, and they would only give the items to the Kohen, they would take back their fancy platters. So it says in that Mishnah of Atnan, Kol Bali Umnios Om Dimifnehem Vishol Bishloma, that when these people would come to bring up their Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kohanim, so everybody, even the professional workers, would stand up in front of them. They're doing a mitzvah, they're bringing the Bikurim, and therefore they would stand up in front of them, v'shal v'shalom, and they would ask them, how they're doing? Oh, yashu koyach b'coming. And they would say to them, achenu anshei makum ploni boach b'shalom. They would say, wish those people were coming from whatever faraway place they were coming from. So they're coming up from Haifa to Yerushalayim, so the people, as they're passing through Tel Aviv, they would go and wish them a special yashu koyach Mashiach and welcome for coming from such far away place. And Boach HaMashalom, you should arrive in Yerushalayim in great peace. So how can you tell me that the people who are standing up have to only be people that aren't being mevatel for the law? Here you see that kol bali yomnos, even the people doing precious work, would have to stand up and stop their work. So Amar Rav Yochanan, said that was the exception to the rule. Mipneiem omdim, mipnei talmidei chacham im omdim. You have to stand up in front of these people bringing the bikurim, only for them, as we'll see in a moment why, but not for a talmud chacham. The regular professional artisans would not have to stand up for a talmud chacham if it's going to be mevatel from the work. Why? Amar Rav Yosi bar Avin. Rav Yosi bar Avin says because borei kama chaviva mitzvah b'shait, to look and see these people. They are in the process of doing the mitzvah, of bringing the bikurim. So it's so dear to all of us that they're going and doing this great mitzvah of bringing the bikurim. So therefore, we stand up for them in the process. B'shaita, at that moment, they're doing a mitzvah, so we stand up for them for doing the mitzvah. But for regular talmud chacham, not in any way to disparage their importance, but they're not doing a mitzvah right now. You're honoring them because of their limud haTorah that they have in general, but not right now specifically, and therefore, if it's going to be mavata you for doing mevlacha, so then you don't have to stand up for them. So we learn a very important idea from here, that if a person's doing a mitzvah, so we do stand up for them. There's a number of places where we apply this principle as a general idea. So for example, when people stand up for the chasen and kala at the wedding, so we stand up for them when they're going to the chuppah, because they're in the process of doing the hechsher mitzvah, getting married, in order to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of establishing a family of pru or vo. Similarly, when people go and put money into Pushka, when they say Vayvarach David, so that's one of the reasons why we stand up at that part of the davening, because people are going to do the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. So that's where the source of standing up, one of the sources of standing up at that part of the davening comes from, because we're standing up in honor of the people that are going to put money into Pushka when we say the certain psukim in Vayvarach David that deal with the idea of everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money, which is in our possession, to tzedakah, to the aniyim. And similarly, we have an idea when a baby is brought into a bris, everybody stands up when the baby comes in. You have to stand up when the baby goes out. The standing up for the people that are bringing the baby in to do the bris, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So therefore, that's what Rav Yosi bar Avin tells us. This idea that you have to even be mevato melacha, the artisans, the bali umnias, have to go and be mevato melacha for the people bringing the bikurim, but not for tamid chacham. Where it says maybe not though, v'dilma shani hasam, maybe that unique situation is done for a different reason, not because of mitzvah chaviva b'shaita, but maybe v'dilma shani hasam, it's different because the imkei natem achshilu l'masud lavo. If they didn't get a big yasher koyach, they're going to say, hey, nobody really cares that I'm coming in over here. It's not a big deal, and maybe next time they won't come. So therefore, you give them a big yasher koyach, you give them a big welcome, in order that that will make them have a very, very positive feeling about bringing the bikurim from far away, all the way up to Yerushalayim. Okay. And we quote again the Braisa. We learned yesterday, we don't do so because it's not a covet, it's not a hidur, that's a kima. In this situation, it's not a covet to stand up for somebody in the bathroom or in the bathhouse. Or it says, really? No, it's not. Hello? After all, what about the following? Rashi says, Mas Chusa is a merachatz, a bathhouse. And he was once, Ruchi was sitting once in the bathhouse. The Cholif, the Ozil, Rabbi Shimon Bar Rebbe, and the great Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, Yehuda Nasi, came by, Velo Kami Kameh. And Ruchi did not stand up for him. Ruchi was a star pupil of both Rebbe and Rebbe's son, Rabbi Shimon. And Ekpid Rabbi Shimon was upset. Why didn't he stand up for me? Not, again, for any personal feelings. I'm such an important person, you should stand up for me. No, because lack of covenant Torah. So Rabbi Shimon Berebi was upset, the Ekpid, and he was not happy that Rabbi Shimon didn't stand up for him. The also Amalei Levua. So Rabbi Shimon went to his father, not Chas V'Shalom out of tattling, but he wanted to make sure that there was a taklus over here, that Rav Chiya should know what the din is. So he went to his father, the real Rebbe, and he told him what happened. So he told his father, listen, I'm his Rebbe also. Shnei Chumashim, Shonisi Lo B'Sefer Tilim. I taught him two-fifths of Sefer Tilim. Sefer Tilim is broken up in a number of different ways. So Rashi says, Shnei Chamishios, Shol Sefer Shonisi Lo Medrash Agudasav. I explained to him two of the books of Tilim. You could break up the Tilim into five books that are connected. The Chamish Chumashay Torah. There are other ways to break up the Tilim. Some break them up into seven books. So you have them one connected every day of the week. Some break them up into a day for every month. So you have the entire Tilim that's read either in 5 days or in 7 days or in 30 days. In any event, so he said, I taught him, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, said, I taught Rabbi Chiya two-fifths of Tehillim. So I'm his Rebbe. He should have stood up for me. And nevertheless, lo amar panah, he didn't stand up for me. So you see that there is supposed to be cover given in the bathhouse. Similarly, another story like this is Bar Kapara. Some say it was Amilo Roshmul Bar Yosi. Either it was Bar Kara, Bar Kapara, or Roshmul Bar Yosi that were Havayasiv Bay Maschusa. They were also sitting down in the bathhouse, and their Rebbe came by. Alv Ozel Shimon Bar Rebbe. Again, Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe came by. The Lo Kam Mikame, and they didn't stand up for Rebbe's son. And again, he was upset because of the lack of Kavanah Torah, the Ikbit. And he went to tell his father again. So the father should make sure he announces in the Shia what the halachas are. The Yasa Amar Le'Eliyahu. He told his father, and he said, "Listen, I taught these people Shnei Shlishei, 2/3 of Shlish, of 1/3 Shanis Lo B'Toras Kohanim. I taught them the Toras Kohanim, the Medrash on Vayikra, and Sefer Vayikra. And nevertheless, law might be upon it. So I'm their Rebbe, and they didn't stand up to me." Again, you see clearly from here that you do stand up in a bathhouse. You do stand up in a Beis Akisei. Gamalos, his father told him, maybe the reason why they didn't stand up with you is because they were so engrossed in learning. Shemo Bahen Yoshev Umaharem. Maybe because they were sitting and learning, and they didn't even see you. That's why they didn't stand up. Why are you taking it as an assumption that they were not standing up for you as a Talmud Chacham, as their Rebbe? So Gemara says, what do you see from Rebbe's response to his son? The only reason that they were forgiven, so to say, either the case of Bar Kapara or Shmuel Bar Rav Yosi, or in the previous case, when Ruchia didn't stand up for him when he taught him the Tehillim, maybe they were so engrossed in the learning of, respectively, the Tehillim or the 2/3 of the 1/3 of Torah's Kohanim that he taught them, they were involved in that learning. And that's why they didn't stand up for him, out of lack of kavod for the Torah. So that implication was only because they were engrossed in the learning. Implication being, if they weren't engrossed in the learning, then they should have stood up for you. And in fact, therefore, you see that you do get covered in the Beis HaKise, in the Beis HaMerichot, Kasha, on what we said it before, the Drasha. This is not low Kasha, it's not a Kasha. It depends where they were sitting down when Rebbe Shimon Berebbe passed them by. So it depends. Was it in the inner area where people are in the bathhouse proper itself, where you're not allowed to learn because everybody there is naked, and therefore they couldn't have been learning over there, and in that area you don't go and stand up because it's not a proper covenant? Or were they in the outer area, the Brai, in the outer area where you are all clothed, and therefore you are allowed to learn still in that area? And Mistama, that's what Rebbe knew. So Jireim Lashem Rashi tells us that Rebbe knew that that's what they were doing, and therefore they were not able to stand up for Reb Shimon Berebbe because they didn't see him. They were so engrossed in their learning. And I'll show you that this is right, Hochanami Mistarba, because the Amar Rabba Bar Barchan, Amar Reb Yochanan, B'chol Mokumut L'Har, normally you're allowed to think Torah in any place with the exceptions of a bathroom or of a bathhouse. Chutz Mibeis HaMerechus, Beis HaKise. Now, which parts of the bathhouse are you not allowed to learn in? That's the part where people aren't properly clothed because they're in a bathhouse or in their bathroom. And therefore, in those places, you're not allowed to learn. So it couldn't have been talking about those areas. And in those areas, it's not a proper kavod. But in the areas where you are allowed to learn, so it would be a proper kavod, so they should have to stand up. No, why didn't they stand up? They were so engrossed in their learning. Someone says, Lav Davka, Dilma Li Unse Shiny. Maybe somebody who's maybe even in the inner bathhouse area is so engrossed in their learning that they can't help themselves. Again, you're not allowed to learn in that area. You certainly can't say anything out loud. You can't take a saber in there, but they can't help control what their mind is thinking. They're just going through a very big sugya, and now they have to go to the bathroom. So they try to shut off, but they can't necessarily shut off. And therefore, maybe we could argue that this is not talking about in the outer area. It could even be in the inner area where this occurred. So you can't bring a Soraya from that idea. Then we quote the Braisa, Yochol Yatzim Einov, Kamishal Oro. We said that a person could make believe that he didn't see the Talmud Chacham coming by, and that's why he didn't stand up. So we said, don't do that, because Yoreisam Elokecha Ani Hashem. God knows whether you saw him or not, and therefore don't fool everybody else. They're thinking you're fooling everybody else, because you're certainly not fooling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so this implies that we're dealing over here with somebody who's a Rasha. Is that really what the Bryce is talking about? Rishayim over here, that they see a Talmud Chacham coming, they Badafka close their eyes and say, oh, I didn't see him. Is that what we're talking about? That can't be. Elo, what the Bryce is really talking about is, Yochel, you might have thought that it's halachically acceptable. Yatzim Einov Mikame Delinte Zeman Chiyuva. So we had said, you're really only supposed to stand up when it's a Dalai Lama, because it has to be a type of standing up. So it's recognizable that you're standing up for him because of his Torah learning. If you stand up for him when he's 200 feet away, it doesn't look like he's standing up for the Torah learning. So you might have thought that a person sees a Talmud Chacham coming, you don't want to stand up for him for whatever the reason, not because of any personal animosity, you just don't feel like standing up, you're tired. So you close your eyes before there's the chiyuv to stand up for him. And you might have thought that this is an acceptable thing to do. Yochel Yatzim Einov Mikame Delinte Zman Chiyuv, before he comes into the Dal Amos of the person, the Chimot Zman Chiyuv. And this way you could arguably say, when it was the Zman Chiyuv, now he's went into the Dal Amos, I didn't see him. Halachas, because my eyes are closed. The Kai Mikame, and therefore I don't have to stand up for him. So Talmud Lomar, talk of Yerasa. No, you should do everything with the understanding that Hashem knows exactly what's going on. And if that's your purpose in doing this, so you don't have to stand up, that's really improper and incorrect. So you're not a Rasha, so you're trying to halachically speak, not have to stand up for him, but that's not the proper way. A person should go rush to do mitzvahs and rush to honor the Torah and not figure out a way how you can get around it. Okay, furthermore, we learned in the Braisa, Tana, we learned in the following Braisa, Zohi Kima Sheish Bohidur, give us an example of Kima, as I just mentioned, it has to demonstrate honoring. If he's 200 feet away and you stand up, it doesn't look like you're honoring him. It looks like you're stretching. It looks like you're getting up to do something. So therefore, that doesn't demonstrate honor. So what is the standing up that is called honor? So as I just mentioned previously, and we see it here in the Braisa, Heavy Yom Zid Dalet Amos. It's when the Talmud Chacham, the Zokim, comes within Dalet Amos view, that's when you're supposed to stand up. Amar Bai says, however, lo amarin ela birabo shein muvok. That's talking about a regular Talmud Chacham, not your own personal Rebbe muvok, not the Rebbe that taught you most of your Torah. The Rebbe taught you most of your Torah. Abo birabo hamuvok milo enav. You have to stand up as soon as you see him. If he's within your vision, you stand up and you stay standing until he comes by you and either sits down or he passes you by and goes on in his way. Then, when he's beyond your Dalet Amos, then you're allowed to go and sit down. But until he comes to you, as soon as you see him, you're obligated to stand up for your Rebbe muvok. And in fact, Abaye, Miki Havi Chozi Lei Luudne, the Chamer of Yosef. Abaye was the Talmud of Rav Yosef, mentioned many times. As soon as he saw the ear of the donkey of Rav Yosef coming from a distance, the Yosef that was coming towards him, heavy caught. He would then stand up right away, again to demonstrate his tremendous cover for his Rebbe Muvuk. Abaye Havi Rochiv Chamer. One time Abaye himself was riding on a donkey, the Chomaske Agudo de Nahar Sagya, and he was riding along the riverbank of the river Sagya. Aguda is the bank of the Nahar of the river Sagya, known as Sagya. And Yosef Rav Misharsha V'Rabbanon B'Idach Kisa. And Rav Misharsha and other Tamid Chamu were on the other side of the river. V'lo Kamu Kamikameh. And they didn't stand up before Abai, who was going by on the other side of the river. So they passed more than Dalet Amos in front of them, but he was their Rebbe Muvok. And they should have stood up for him. So Amalu, Abai says to them, hey, V'lav Rav Muvok Anah, aren't I your Rebbe Muvok? And therefore, I'm teaching you that locha. You're supposed to stand up when your Rebbe Muvok is within your vision, and I'm within your vision. So they responded, Rav Misharsha and the Talmidim, they responded, Amulei, they said back to Abaye, Lavadaitim. We didn't know. Either they didn't know that they were supposed to stand up, or as Rashi says, Lo niskanu lamod shinu trudim. Or we know they did, but we didn't see you. We were so involved in our learning. Like Rebbe had said to his son, Rebbe Shimon before, about the Talmid Chacham, why didn't they stand up for Mistama? They're so engrossed in the learning that they didn't see him, and that's why they didn't stand up. And that's exactly what the Talmidim, Rav Misharsha and the Talmidim, told Abaye here. We're so sorry, Rebbe, we didn't see you. Otherwise, we, of course, would have stood up for you. Furthermore, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon ben Elazar adds, Minayin lezaki shelo yatriach, Talmud Lomar zokein v'yereisa. We learned this in yesterday. Rav Shimon ben Elazar had added in the Braisa that the Talmud Chacham shouldn't go out of his way to go and be matriach people to go stand up for him. He shouldn't keep on walking back and forth in whatever area, so people have constantly have to stand up for him. I'm Abaye. Abaye said, this is the halacha nakitinon. We take this as the halacha dimakiv chai, that if you go and don't make them stand up for you, you walk in a way around them. So instead of walking the most direct route, you take a circuitous route around them that you don't pass directly through the area where all the people are sitting and they'll have to stand up for you. But you take your extra time to go out of your way. You spend extra time not to be matriach them. So Abaye says, we have a Kabbalah, Naktinon, De'i Makiv Chayai. So you go and take the long circular route around them. So Chayai, you're going to have a long life. It's Midah Keneged Midah. You spend your time going and being matriach yourself rather than be matriach them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you extra time back, so to say, for doing this. Same idea you have by Kibud of Aim. You promised a long life. People are going to tell you, well, I spent so much time taking care of my parents, it's going to cut short my life. No, you're given additional life to go make up for that. And similarly, Abaye Makif, Rabbi Zera Makif. Abaye would do this, Rabbi Zera would do this. This is, in fact, the halacha lemaisa. You shouldn't be matriach to people by forcing them to stand up for you. If you could go take a different route, albeit a longer route, that's a proper thing to do. And again, the juxtaposition with the Yoreis of Elokecha, God knows whether you could have gone a longer way, you had the time, or you weren't tired, and instead you decided to be matriach them, so God knows. Nobody else would know, but God knows. One time Ravina have a Yosef Kameh the Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti. One time Ravina was sitting in front of Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti, and Cholav Hau Gavra Kameh Velomich Sireisha. A man was coming by there without having the proper head covering on his head. He wasn't wearing the sudar that the married people would wear on their head. Amar, so Ravina said to Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti, he said, Kama Chotzif Ho Gavra. Look at the chutzpah of that person. He's going around, he's a married person, and he's not walking around with the proper head covering. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu said to him, Duma, maybe, Mimasa Mechasin Yinu. Nihu. Maybe this person is from the city of Masa Mechasa, where there are a lot of Talmidei Chachamim over there, the Gisei Barabanim, and he's so familiar with the Talmidei Chachamim, so it's not considered a chutzpah to walk by Talmidei Chachamim without wearing the proper head covering. As Rashi says, Talmid Regilim Etzlam, the Levim Gas B'Chacham, the Talmidei Chacham are so numerous in that place, and they're constantly with the people, Ki'ilu Heim Mehem. So there's a familiarity over there that makes them not have to go and wear the proper head covering when they're around the Talmidei Chacham. So we see from this story that they would go when they would normally, when they weren't in a place like Masa Mechasa, and they would see Talmid Chacham, they would go as a cover, they would cover their head. They would, let's say, put their talus over their head, so to say, in honor of Talmid Chacham. But here, since they were so familiar with the Talmid Chacham, and therefore they considered themselves to be on a friendly basis, so then, like in a more friendly, casual type of a setting, they wouldn't necessarily have to go and put their talus over there. They wouldn't put this Michsei Reisha, they wouldn't cover up their heads. Okay. Margatino says, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, in yesterday's Brice we learned that as opposed to the Tanakama and Ryosei Glili, you said that you have to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, and the Tanakama said only for an older Talmud Chacham, and Ryosei Glili said even for a younger Talmud Chacham, then we have the opinion of Isi ben Yehuda says, no, you stand up for an older person, period. Even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, we went so far as to say, even if he was a Zaki Nashma, even if he wasn't a righteous person, he was an Amma Aretz, he was even a bad person, if he's an older person, you stand up for him, I'll cover for his age. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Bipnei Seva Tokum, literally means, Vafilu Kol Seva Bimashma, any older person, even if he's not such a tzaddik, you have to stand up for him, even if he's an Amoritz. Now, Amar Yochanan, Halacha Ki Isi Ben Yehuda. We, in fact, Paskin like this opinion that you're supposed to stand up. Again, as I mentioned, the Machlokis as to what the exact age is. Some say 60, some say 70, but this is really a proper minhag. It's unfortunately not always followed by people, but you're really supposed to stand up for an older person. I was covered of the older person. Rav Yochanan Havikoi Mikamei Sabe Dar Moy. One time Rav Yochanan was standing in front of an old Aramean person, a guy, and Omar, he said, Kamar harpatke odu alayu dahani. And he said, look how much experience this person has. As Rashi says, makros vitzaros, look how much experience this person has, look how much he's gone through life and suffered. Ro nisim harbe umosim, and it's how much many amazing miracles he's seen, and how many amazing things he's seen, and therefore, I have to go and stand up for him, because he is a life experience. Even though he's a guy, he would stand up even in front of the Goyim, the Arameans, he would stand up even in front of them. Now, elsewhere, the Yochanan would always be the first person to go greet somebody, whether they were Jewish or a guy, he would always be the first person to go and greet someone. So, Rava, likewise, may come lo koi hider avalu. He didn't necessarily stand up for them, but he did some sort of as if he was standing up, as we mentioned before in yesterday's shiur. So he would get up and look like he was rising the upper part of his body, even though he wouldn't lift himself fully off the chair that he was seated on. But it's, again, a sort of a symbolism of honoring them. Abaye would go and help an older person. He would give them his hands so they could go and be supported by Abaye. As Rashi says, Poshi Yodel is Kanim, Kokama Sha'ovim Etzlo, Vinish Onanlo. So as they were walking by, he would help support them. And they were walking by, they were shuffling by, so he would help support them. Rava Mishadr Shluche. Rava would send his Shaliach to go and help them up. He himself didn't do this. Rava had, Rashi says, Hoyo Shaliach Shlucho, Lushot Lehen Yod, Avalhu Atmlo. But he didn't want to go and do this himself, but he would send the Shaliach to do so. Rav Nachman Mishadr Gozoi. Rav Nachman, who was living in the house of the Beis Nasi, he was a chassan of the Nasi, Rashi says, and he was also in his own right the Av Beis Din. So Hayo Regilim Lamod Lefan of Misharsim Lahakos. So they had policemen that would go and stay with Rav Nachman to support whatever dinim he had measured out. So they were like the sergeant at arms. So he would send his sergeant at arms, he would send his gozoi, his officers, to go and help the older person walking by, but he himself wouldn't do so. Omar, he said, Ilav Torah, if it wasn't for the fact that I have learned Torah, Kama Nachman bar Abba, Ika b'shuka, look how many plain people there would be like me in the shuk. Nachman, how would I be any different than any other Nachman in the shuk? So therefore, the reason that I shouldn't do this myself is because of the Torah learning, it's not because of me. So it's a lack of respect for the Torah learning if I were to go do this, and therefore I sent my shaliach to go do this, but it's not proper for the Godel Hadar to go and do this type of activity. So again, each of them wanted to show certain respect for these people, and each of them on their own madrega, on their own, where they were in their own personal status. So therefore it wouldn't be a lack of covenant Torah. So for some it would be a lack of covenant Torah, so they did it with a shaliach, did it with an officer. Others it wouldn't be a lack of covenant Torah, they did it themselves. Margatini says, Amar Rabbi Aivu, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Aivu said the name of Rabbi Yanai, and we turn to Lamakim Lamid Beis. Ein Talmud Chacham Rashoi Lamo Mibnei Rabo El Shachas Garvis. A Talmud Chacham has to stand up for his Rebbe in the morning and in the evening. By Shachas time, by Arvis time, Kidei Shalo Yechvodo Meruba Mikvod Shemayim. Because if you stand up more frequently for your Rebbe, it's Kabiyocho, it's a lack of respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're standing up for your Rebbe more than you're standing up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the top Rashi tells us, Shari Pnei Yotso Ein Mukabel El Shachas Yarvis. The one who created you, you only stand up for in the morning and in the evening. I think, and I'm assuming that what they're saying over here is, they would daven Shachris in the morning and stand up for Shemoneh Esrei, and they would daven Milcha Maariv together at night, and they would stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyocho, they're accepting Omach Hashemayim in the morning and the evening, maybe it's Omach Kriya Shema. So they would stand up in the morning and the evening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for the Rebbe, they're standing up more, so that's improper. So, Ein Tavu Chochem, Rashi Lamo, Mnei Rabo, he doesn't have to stand up in front of his Rebbe, and it's in Rashaim over here is a lashon, if it's not even allowed to stand up more for your Rebbe other than Shachris and Arvis, Kadesh lo yikvodo meruba mikvod shemayim. So it doesn't look like you're giving more cover to your Rebbe than you are giving kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. More questions? He says, really? Meitzvei. We learn the following brayso, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, minayin lezaki shelo yatriach. We just learned this today Shia and in yesterday Shia. The Rav Shimon Elazar says that we tell the Rebbe to go take a circuitous route, don't be matriach the Talmidim so much because of the pasuk Talmud Lomar is okay with your Esa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that you could have taken a circuitous route and you didn't, and you instead would matriach them. So therefore, we're learning from Rav Shimon Elazar, don't make them stand up so many times. But if they're only required to stand up morning and night, so then Amaylo Nitrach, so then what's the big deal? They have to stand up for you twice during the day, so that's not called a tircha. It should in fact be an obligation. So Ella Lav Kula Yoma, mustn't it be that in fact that you are not like Rav Shimon Elazar, you're supposed to stand up for them many, many times during the day, and it says that Talmud Chacham shouldn't have to do this because it looks like he's giving more cover to his Rebbe than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, no, Lav Davka, Lo Liolam Shachas Vavs Bovai. No, even Rav Shimon Elazar is talking about that you shouldn't go and be matriach them to even stand up for Shachas and Arvis, the maximum of Shachas and Arvis. Nevertheless, he says, Atama Chokh should be matriach them to stand up even for Shachas and Arvis. Don't even force them to stand up for you for Shachas and Arvis. Better take a circuitous route if you can and not make them stand up for you even the Shachas and Arvis. And more than that, you shouldn't do because that would seem to be giving more cover to your Rebbe than to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amri Elazar says, "Kol Talmud Chacham she'eino omi b'nei Rabo. If a Talmud Chacham doesn't stand up in front of his Rebbe, nikra rasha. He's called a bad person, a rasha. The eino ma'arich yom. And in fact, as we pointed out before, when you stand up with somebody, so you're giving up some of your time. Or if you're walking in a circuitous way, you're giving up some of your time. So therefore, mida k'neged mida, you get extra time. So here too, if you didn't stand up, the eino ma'arich yom, you won't be ma'arich yom. Mida k'neged mida. V'samudo mishtachach. And furthermore, you're going to lose your Torah learning. You didn't have respect for Torah learning. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, okay." You don't want it, I'll take it away from you, and you forget your Torah learning. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, this is a pasuk from Koheles where it says, Shenemar, the Tov lo yel rosha. Good won't be to the rosha. Tov is ain Tov el Torah. Kilecha Tov nosati lochem. The lo yaruch yomim, and you won't live a long life. You'll be katzel asher inenu yare mipnei ha'elokim. You will be like a shadow that quickly goes away because you weren't yare milifnei elokim. Now, Mora, this Yare Mifnei Elokim, Zu Eni Yodea Mahu. What does that mean over here? So, Kish Omer Yivyorei Sevel Kech. So, we use it as a juxtaposition to the Pasuk. Over there, and Hashem. So there it says, so it's a reference to standing up. So this pasuk in Koheles is darshan that if you don't stand up for the Talmud Chacham, you won't be Maruch Yomim. So we're making, it seems like a gzeira shava between Koheles and the pasuk Neiseva Tokum. Now, obviously, you can't make gzeira shava except within Chumash to another part of Chumash. There's no such thing as gzeira shava from Chumash to Navi or Ksuvim. So therefore, this is just a homiletic drasha, a way to help remember what the din is. More questions. So, well, why do you compare this to the standing up for Odaat Bnei Zakeh? The Ema Moros Ribbis. Maybe it also uses Lashon V'Yiresem Hashem Elokecha in regards to don't take Ribbis. Or Moros Mishkolos. Right, we just had Parashat Zohar. So right before Parashat Zohar, it tells us that the reason Amalek came is because we weren't careful with our mishkalos, with the proper weights. When you're selling stuff in a store, you should make sure if you're selling a pound, you get a pound. If you're selling a liter, you're giving a liter. And not a different amount because you're not careful with your weights or that you're cheating, but davka, you weigh down the weight so it looks like you're giving more than you're really actually giving to the person. So, in any event, why are you bedavka making the comparison from this pasuk in Koheles to the pasuk dealing with standing up? Why not do it? Say it's a comparison between ribbis or between mishkalos? So the Gemara says, because Rabbi Lazar, he says, look at the whole pasuk. It says, pinei, pinei. It says, And the pasuk in Koheles, Kashel Sherinenu Yorei Milfnei Elokim, and likewise it says Vodarto Pnei Zokain. So therefore, that was why he compared those two homiletically rather than comparing it to Ribbis or to Mishkalos. Now I explained to you the Mishkalos the way Tosus explains, because Tosus had a kasha on Rashi. Rashi had said that the Moras Ribbis was based upon the pasuk Altikach Meito Neshech V'Tarbis V'Yoreisim Elkecha, and the Chin Gabi Mishkalos it says Evin Shleima V'Tzedek Hin Shleima, and then it says V'Yoreisa, but it doesn't say V'Yoreisa over there. So Tosus explains that Rashi wanted to suggest that it was Lefnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, but there would have the word Pnei. So therefore, Tosu said that we're comparing it to the following pasuk, Zohar Esa Shosol L'Chol Malek, but there we'll say some Mitzrayim, and that's the reference from there where it doesn't say the word Pnei. Okay, let's go weiter. Mara says, Iboilu, they asked the base manager the following Shiloh, Beno V'Hu Rabo. What happens if your son is your Rebbe? So this was a famous Maisa with Maram Rutenberg, that he didn't go and see his father once he became the great Maram Rutenberg, so he didn't want his father to have to stand up for him. So he didn't go to see his father anymore. So what happens? What's the din? If your son is your Rebbe, Ma'u Lamod B'Neoviv, does the son, the first question we ask, does the son still have to stand up for his father? The father, Taka, has to maybe stand up for him because the son is the Rebbe. But does the father no longer get the cover that he would be entitled to because the son is greater than him? So does the son still have to stand up B'Neoviv? So this question was already raised. Toshma, let's bring a riot from what Darmalei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to his Talmud, Rav Yehuda, again mentioned many times, Rav Yehuda first learned by Rav, then Rav passed away, learned by Shmuel. And Shmuel, we call him Shinina, you sharp one. In other words, you're such a bright Talmud Chacham. Again, I always mention that there's another pshat there that said he had long teeth, and that it was somewhat of a pejorative term, which is very difficult to understand. So therefore, the standard pshat is that it means Shinina, you Talmud Chacham. Kum, mikame avuch, you should have to go and rise up in front of your father. In other words, you have to give your father covered, even though you're your father's Rebbe. Now, we had learned he was his father's Rebbe in yesterday's shir, that we had learned that Rabbi Cheskel had said that if people with a certain type of Misa were mixed in with the other people that are a stricter type of Misa, so what would the punishment be? In the Skull of the Srafim or the Srafim of the Skull? We had the Machlokas yesterday, and we see that Rabbi Yehuda had corrected his father. Shmuel had told him then, you didn't correct him in the proper way. But in any event, did you see that Rabbi Yehuda was the Rebbe of his father, Rabbi Cheskel? So you clearly see that Shmuel had told him, you have to stand up for your father. So even though the son is now the Rebbe of the father, the son still has to stand up for the father. Or he says, maybe not. That could be the exception to the rule, because shiny Rabbi Yecheskel. Rabbi Yecheskel is different than everyone else. Why? Because the Baal Maisim Hava, he was such a great tzaddik, he was such a righteous person. Dafilu Bar Shmuel himself, Nami, Koim Mikameh. Even Shmuel would stand up for him. Now, Shmuel wasn't his son, and Shmuel certainly was the God of Adar. He was greater than Rabbi Yehuda, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yecheskel. So certainly Shmuel wouldn't have had to stand up under normal circumstances for Rabbi Yecheskel. Rabbi Yecheskel would have had to stand up for him. But even Shmuel recognized the exceptional chassidus of Rabbi Yecheskel. He's such a Baal Maisim Hava that even Shmuel would stand up for him. And maybe that's why Shmuel told the son of Rabbi Yecheskel, Rabbi Yehuda, to go stand up in front of your father. But under normal circumstances, if the son is the Rebbe, maybe he wouldn't have to stand up. No, Ella, my Karmelay. And what was the chiddush of Shmuel telling Rav Yehuda to go stand up if it wasn't for the fact that it was his father? So Hachi Karmelay, this is what Shmuel was telling Rav Yehuda. Zimnim di ose me'acharai, kum at mikamei velo techosh likora didi. Normally the din is that if your Rebbe is there, you can't give cover to somebody else. That's like a lack of respect to your Rebbe. Oh, I'm no longer going to give you respect, and you'll give that person respect. So it appears if you're holding that other person more respect than your Rebbe, that you're not allowed to do. So what Shmuel was telling Rav Yehuda was that, yes, of course you know that I stand up for your father, so that can't be what I was teaching you. That, of course, you have to stand up for your father. If I stand up for him, you have to stand up for him. What he was telling Rav Yehuda was, let's say I'm facing you, and your father comes behind me, and I don't see him. Nevertheless, you shouldn't worry about my cover. You should go stand up for your father, because he's such a Baal Maisim person. He was such a great, righteous person. So Zimnim, the awesome Yacharai, he's going to be coming up behind me. I'm not going to see him. But you stand up. Kum at mikame. You nevertheless stand up. That's not showing a lack of cover to me. Don't think about my cover, because I would have stood up for him if I had seen him. More asks further, if the son is the Rebbe of the father, so mahu shiyamod ovid be part of. Now we ask the question, does the father have to stand up for the son? Normally a father doesn't have to stand up for the son, but if the son is the Rebbe, is that a lack of covered on the father part if he doesn't stand up for his son? Or no, since the son is the Rebbe, so even though he's the father, he should stand up for his son. So again, we try to bring a right from the following. Toshma, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Ani, myself, Eini kidai lamo mipnei bini. I shouldn't be standing up in front of my son. El mishum kvod beis nasi. The only reason I stand up for him is because he is from the nasi's house, and therefore, out of cover for the nasi, I stand up for him. But that implies taima diano rabbe. Therefore, he says it would not be proper for me to stand up for my son because I'm my son's rabbi, not that he's my rabbi. And therefore, the only reason I stand up for him is because he's from the beis nasi. But from Rabbi Yishuv and Levi's statement, it implies ha iu rabbi. If in fact he had been my rabbi, then I would have to stand up for my son if he were my rabbi. So therefore, Rav Shimon Levi is telling us that in this case, he didn't stand up for his son because he was his rabbi, because he wasn't his rabbi, but he was from the Beis Nasi's house. So therefore, he stood up for his son. But the implication is that if his son had been his rabbi, even though he wasn't from the Beis Nasi's house, he would have stood up for his son. So he says, who says that? That's not Dafka. This is what Rav Shimon Levi was saying. It's not proper for me to stand up for my son. Even if he were my rabbi, because I'm his father. And it's a lack of kavod for being his father if I were to stand up for him. The only reason I do stand up for my son is because El Mishum Kvod Beis Nasi. That's a cover to the Beis Nasi. And therefore, I stand up for my son. But I wouldn't have stood up for my son if it was just my Rebbe. So therefore, we can't bring any riot from Yishuv Ben Levi. Again, it's in the Beis Medrash. Shibaylu, Rochov Kimahalech Dami Olo. If a person is riding an animal, is that considered that he is walking by a person, or is that considered that he's seated, and you don't have to stand up for someone if they're seated? So what's the halacha? Do we say that the person riding on an animal is considered standing and walking, and therefore you'd have to stand up for him? Or do we say that no, he's considered seated, and therefore you wouldn't have to stand up for him? So what's the halacha? If your Rebbe is riding by you on a horse, do you have to stand up? If you're sitting down, your Rebbe is riding by on a horse, is that considered that your Rebbe is sitting and you don't have to stand up for him? Or is that considered that your Rebbe is standing and you do have to stand up for him? So I'm going to buy a set. Toshma, let's bring a raya from the following brisa. Actually, this is a brisa. He says, Hachi gasinun lehach brisa. The Torah's Kohanim. And on the side, if you look in the Masoras HaShatz, he brings down that this is a Mishnah in Negoyim. But Rashi held that that was different, and therefore he brings this as a Raya from a Braisa. In any event, we'll just keep the gears here that we have, and it says, Tomei Yoshev Tachas Ilan. If you have a Metzora, he's Tomei, and he's sitting down underneath the tree. V'tar Omed, and you have a tar person, is standing underneath the tree. So then, because you're being mahil by those branches, you're underneath those branches, that the Tomei person, the Menuga, is also underneath that same tree. So Tomei, since he's sitting down, he is able to go, so to say, to transmit the Tumah via the trees, the Ohel, and it comes upon you, the Tar Omei, since you're standing still, so therefore you become Tomei. However, if the Tomei person is Omei Tachas Ilan, if he's standing underneath the tree, the Tar Yoshiv, and you're sitting down, so then the Tar is considered still to be Tahar. And this is because a Mitzora can only transmit the Tumah of here, of Ohel, underneath this tree, if he is sitting down. And that's based upon Michutz Lamachaneh Moshavo, is the place where he's sitting down, Rashi says. And therefore, if he is standing up, he doesn't have the capability of being Mitami, somebody else, underneath this tree. However, B'Miyashav HaTomei, if again he then sits down, so Hatara then becomes Tomei. And the same thing applies to the Evan Hamnugas. The same thing would apply if you had an Evan that had a Nega on it. So if the person who's carrying this Evan is sitting down, so he's Matami Tumas Ohel to everybody else that's underneath this tree. However, if he's standing up, so then the Evan Hamnugas doesn't have the capability of transmitting the Tumah. Now, that's what Abayi says, and he says, V'amr Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, Rav Nachman, who was the son of Kohen, he said, Zos Omeres Rochov Kimahalech Domi. This teaches us over here that if a person is riding, he is considered like he's walking, because it said when you're carrying this Evan Menuga, it doesn't go and have the ability, Mitame Tumas Ohel, to everybody else underneath this tree, even though the person is standing still, so the Evan is technically standing still, but since the Evan is being carried by a person, it's halachically considered as if it is not sitting down. So therefore, when the Rebbe is riding on a horse, he is considered, Zosomeres, Rochov Kimahalit Tomei, like he's still moving, and therefore he's not considered sitting down, just like the stone is not considered sitting down, stationary, while the person is holding it, Shema Mina. Therefore, Abai wants to bring a raya that a person riding on a horse is considered as if he's walking, kimahalek dami, and not kiyoshev. And in this situation, if your Rebbe is riding by you on a horse or on a donkey, you would have to go and stand up in front of him. Now, the Mefarshim bring down that Abaye specifically wanted to go and bring a brisa, or some would suggest this Mishnah in Negayim to bring as a proof which is stronger than the actual Maisa Shahaya that we had on the Amud Aleph that we just learned, that Abai, when he saw the ears of the donkey of his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, he would already stand up in the distance. So you could clearly see from there that if a person is riding, sitting on this donkey, that he's still considered as if he's Mahalik. But he didn't want to bring a raya from his own personal Maisa Shahaya. He wanted to bring a raya from a Braisa or from a Mishnah. That's a better raya. They asked another question in the base medrash. They asked the following shayla in the base medrash. Ma'u lamo mipnei sefer Torah. Do you have to stand up in front of the sefer Torah? Now, of course, halacha l'maaseh, we know when you take the sefer Torah out of the aron, so everybody does stand up. So we know the answer to this question. Technically, the sefer Torah is sitting down in the aron, so to say, the sefer is stationary in the aron kodesh, you don't have to stand up. Oh, so a minute, when we open the aron kodesh, do we stand up? But technically, you only have to stand up when the Sefer Torah is being taken out of the Aron Kodesh. That's why people, if they're tired, when we open up the Aron Kodesh during various parts of the Slichos or parts of the Davening, so technically an older person, somebody who's tired, can't stand up anymore. They're fasting in Yom Kippur and they can't stand up for Nila. So technically you don't have to stand up. It's only when the Torah is being taken out. So that's the question. It's in this Medrash. Ma'olam b'nei Sefer Torah. When the Sefer Torah is coming out of the Aron Kodesh, do you have to go stand up? So Reb Chilkiah, Reb Simon, Reb Elazar, Amri, they said it's a Kavah Chomer. What's a Kavah Chomer? Mibnei Lomdeum, if you have to stand up, Mibnei Zokein Tokum. If Nei Sefer Tokum, without Nei Zokein, then they Lomdeum, if you have to stand up for the people who learn the Torah, so then Miponet, for the Torah itself, Lo Koshkein, certainly it is a Kavah Chomer. And in fact, that is Aloch Lamaisa. When the Sefer Torah is being brought around, so then a person does have to stand up. Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Zabdi, Havu Yasri. These two great Amorayim, Rabbi Loi and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zabdi, were sitting down, and Cholav Yozel, Rav Shimon Bar Abba. And Rav Shimon Bar Abba passed by them, V'komu Mikameh, and they stood up in front of Rav Shimon Bar Abba. Amalu, Rav Shimon Bar Abba said to them, Chodah, number one, the Atun Chakimeh V'anoi Chover. You are greater than me. There's no reason you should have stood up for me. I'm only a Chover compared to you. You're Tamid HaChamim, and I'm in the learning process. I'm still a student, and you guys are much greater than me, so there's no reason you should have stood up for me. And number two, yo, Klum Torah Omedes V'nei Lomdeah, you are like a living Sefer Torah. How could you stand up in front of the people that are learning the Sefer Torah? I'm only a Talmid Chacham. You are the Torah itself. Rashi explains, in Dibur HaMaslu, Torah Omedes with Nei Lomdel, Bismillah, this is a kasha that Rav Shimon Bar Abba was saying. Lefisha Oskim Bidvar Halacha, you guys are sitting and learning, so how you kari lu lididhu Torah Atzma. So he called them the Torah itself. As opposed to himself, Lididay, kari lomdel. I'm not learning right now, so I'm just a Talmud Chacham. And you guys are the real deal because you're actually learning Torah right now. And in fact, Shimon of Abra saw the look of Elazar. He held like Elazar. The Amr of Elazar said, "Ain Talmid Chacham Rashi Lamo Mipnei Rabbo B'Shoshah Osim B'Torah." That while you're learning Torah, you're in a way greater than your Rebbe, and therefore, while you're learning Torah and your Rebbe passes by, you don't have to stand up for him. However, Abaye did not like this. Layit Alo Abaye. Abaye said, "No, this is very wrong." He was very upset about this. As Rashi says, "Ahoch the Rebbe Elazar commanded Tzayis Lay." He was upset. If anybody listened to this, no. If your Rebbe comes by, even though you're learning Torah, you stand up for him. Now the Gemara says, we dash in the following pasuk, V'bitu acharei Moshe ad bo ha'olah, that the pasuk says that they would watch Moshe Rabbeinu until he entered the Ohel Moed. Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nachla, they dash in this chadam al-lignai, v'chadam al-shevach. One of them said it in a very positive way, and one of them said it in a negative, in a pejorative type of a way. Now, man da'am al-lignai, the one said it in a pejorative way, ki the Isa, is explained over there. What is that? So Rashi tells us, in Dibur HaMaslu Kidei Isa, Mishum the Dover Maguna, who there was a terrible thing they were saying about Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Rosh El Farsima. The Gemara doesn't want to repeat it. So that's why Rashi is just telling us what it is. The Gemara doesn't repeat it. Vayru Mefurish in the Medrash, it says on the side it should be the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Tanchuma, Ro Kama Ovim Shokov. Look how fat his thighs are. Kama Tzavaro Shamein, how thick his neck is. Hakol Mishlono, because he's taking from us, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is getting fat off our behalf. So they said in a very pejorative way, Rachmona Litzlan, about the great Moshe Rabbeinu. The other one, however, said, "Man, Amalei Shevach," said in a positive way. Amalei Chizkis, based on what Chizkis said, Amalei Li Rabbi Chanina Berei de Rabbi Vo. Rabbi Chanina, who was the son of Rabbi Vo, said it over in the name of Amar Rabbi Yavo, in the name of his father, Amar Rabbi Avdimi. And Chayv said over the name of Avdimi from Haifa, and he said, "Chacham over here, if a Talmud Chacham passes, O made me lefan of Dalet Amos." You have to stand up for him as soon as he's within your Dalet Amos. The Kivin Shav Dalet Amos, and once he's passed by your Dalet Amos, then you're allowed to sit down. Yoshe. Av Basin over here, but if the Av Basin is passing by your direction, O made me lefan of Beloenav, you have to stand up as soon as you see him. And once he comes to you, once he passes you by, after he's gone by you, then you're allowed to sit down. If the Nasi is coming in front of you, Nasi over, so Omi Lefana below Einav, then Yoshiv Achi Yeshiv Mikoma. Then you have to stand up as soon as you see him, and you're not allowed to sit down when he passes you, Dalai Lamos. You're only allowed to sit down once he goes and sits down or he passes your place. Shinemar, and they spun this pasuk, the beat to Achri Moshe at Bo Ola, that they looked after Moshe Rabbeinu until he went into the Ola, and then they could go and sit down. So we learn this out from Moshe Rabbeinu. A good break point. We'll stop over here with this. We conclude today's share.